Good morning. My guest this morning is Susan Price from Daily Act. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Roland.
Before we get into the bulk of this five-minute interview, what exactly is Daily Act? What do you do?
Well, I'm the development and events coordinator for Daily Acts, and we are a sustainability nonprofit that offers educational programs that inspire people and communities to grow food, conserve resources, and build local resilience. We're focused on hands-on, people-powered solutions.
Great. You're wonderful. I've been watching you for quite some time.
Oh, thank you.
What is this community resilience challenge that's coming up?
Well, the whole month of May in our entire county and supported by nine cities has been declared the Community Resilience Challenge Month. So the challenge is an action campaign that asks people to build our community more sustainable by taking action that saves water, grows food, conserves energy, reduces waste, and builds community. We've had 5,000 people pledge nearly 23,000 actions in the past 6 years.
That's amazing. This campaign is really about to end. You on the 31st, I guess, is the last time that you'll be signing up people. So how is it going? Have you filled the bill yet? Have you gotten enough volunteers?
Well, right now we have 51,000 actions registered, and those are things like raising chickens, harvesting rainwater, buying from local businesses, building soil health, and growing your own food. But we're trying to get to beat last year's astounding total of 8,000 actions. So which means we need everyone to register, everyone to get involved and rise to this opportunity to make our lives more sustainable.
So it's up to people to choose. They challenge themselves.
Yes, exactly. And you get to choose anything that makes sense on it. We have a suggested list of actions that you can choose from and anything that makes sense for your lifestyle.
Right. But I see so many people day after day and week after week who have all sorts of things that they are really very strongly involved in. And what a perfect place to bring it out into the community a bit more.
Oh, that's exactly it. You know, people often tell us that their individual actions feel insignificant, but when you make the commitment to do what you can and join your actions with others, the impacts really add up.
Right. So our press release says that you've had a special offer from Marin Compost?
Oh, we sure have. You know, with the loss of our longtime supporter, Sonoma Compost, Marin Compost graciously donated compost for the next 20 people who sign up to sheet mulch their lawn. So if you've been thinking about getting rid of the grass, now is the time to do it.
Great. Oh, if you've been thinking about getting rid of the grass, come to my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And yell it from the housetops. There are way too many lawns in my neighborhood.
Oh, well, you can't eat grass.
I know, and my wife and I walk down the street and grumble instead of delightedly walking our dog.
You know, last year we had 97 people sign up to transform their lawns, and they are saving over 1 million gallons of water a year. Can you imagine if your neighborhood did that?
Really? What other success stories can you share?
Well, we've been replicating the program outside of Sonoma County with great success, and we've been doing it in the East Bay for 5 years now, and they're very successful there. But we had a challenge spring up in Asheville, North Carolina this year, and they already hit their goal. But locally, we've had an impressive crop of projects that are citizen-led events. So we've had talks on carbon farming, Challenge World Cafes and support groups, a workshop on building a rocket stove, and one on making non-toxic cleaning products.
Oh, excellent.
Well, coming up in June, we have a participant-organized Greaton Water Walkabout, which is a walking tour of water harvesting technologies.
I'm really impressed by the whole effort of the organization. So how do people volunteer?
Well, people can check out all these special events on our website. And if you go on the website, there are lots of options to get involved and register your actions to have them counted for this year's challenge.
What's the website?
www.dailyacts.org.
Okay, that's it then. Thank you for coming in, Susan. And let's tell people once again, the website is?
www.dailyacts.org.
Thank you. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.